We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good morning, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to WMIE 91.5 FM today. We are thankful that you have tuned in to the Refresh Radio broadcast to spend a half hour with me. My name is Bob Arthurs, and I have the privilege of pastoring Merritt Assembly of God, getting ready to celebrate our 65th anniversary, June 10th and June 11th. And so we would like to invite you to be a part of that. Jerry Hill, the wife of Steve Hill, who was an evangelist God used mightily at the Brownsville Revival back in 1995 to 2000. She is going to be our guest speaker. And I want to invite you to come put this on your calendar. We scheduled a Saturday night service. So if you have another church that you're a member of on Sunday morning, that you can come and be a part of this celebratory festival, this revival. But if you are going through the process, if you're overcome with sorrow or grief, Jerry Hill can speak to you and she will be able to minister to you. If you have family members that deal with drug and alcohol, they came out of the Teen Challenge ministry and know what is involved in all of that. They will be able to speak wisdom and anointed word for you. And if you just need a refreshing from God, a revival touch of God, you want to experience his presence, come be a part of what God is doing. And that will be Saturday night, June the 10th at 6:30 p.m. and Sunday morning, June 11th at 10:30 a.m. We encourage you to come and be a part of that. We do want to start off today by saying thank you to Creative AC Solutions, 321-759-3284. If you need help with your air conditioning here in central Brevard County, Bill Andriak, he just rescued us here not too long ago again with a problem at church right before our ladies' banquet. And he is a great guy, does incredible work, knows air conditioning inside and out. And if you're here in the central part of the county, give him a call, 321-759-3284. And he will be a blessing for you. So we were having a conversation before we came on the air. And, I was talking about not wanting to do the things that the devil does. That's a whole nother lesson. I don't want to be pointing fingers and accusing brethren and all that sort of stuff. That's the devil's job. I don't want to be doing what he does. I want to be doing what God does. And so I was sharing with a person. I said, when it comes to the dealing with especially brothers and sisters in Christ, you want to take the high road. Now, there's a price that will be paid. You will probably have to pay with some humility. And I actually, what I said is, taking the high road is a toll road. There's a price that is paid. It might cost you some pride, and you'll have to do some humbling of yourself. There may be some apologizing, some forgiving that is involved. There is a toll road to be paid, but take the high road. It's worth it. You'll be glad that you did. If not today, a year from now, 2 years from now, you'll be so thankful that has been taken care of. So, with that being said, happy Memorial Day to you. Some of you may be hitting the road. You might be listening to this broadcast or the rebroadcast of this at 5 o'clock as you are on your way out of town to celebrate the launch of summer, as what it was called in Oklahoma. And, after this, you could start wearing white if you were a lady in Oklahoma and all those sorts of things back in the day. But do be safe out there. Stay safe on the roads. If you're out on the water, stay safe on the water. Keep your wits about you and enjoy God's creation. but make sure that wherever you go, you are able to share the gospel of Jesus Christ by both word and lifestyle. No matter where you are, you shall be witnesses unto me in Jerusalem, Judea, and Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. You want to be able to testify wherever you go. Let your life shine for the glory of God. We're in Isaiah chapter 64. So we're going to send you out with a word today. Isaiah chapter 64, verse number 1. Oh, that you would rend the heavens, that you would come down, that the mountains might shake at your presence, as fire burns brushwood, as fire causes water to boil, to make your name known to your adversaries, that the nations may tremble at your presence. When you did awesome things for which we did not look, you came down, the mountains shook at your presence. For since the beginning of the world, men have not heard, nor perceived by the ear, nor has the eye seen any God besides you who acts for the one who waits for him. You meet him who rejoices and does righteousness, who remembers you in your ways. You are indeed angry, for we have sinned. In these ways we continue, and we need to be saved. But we are all like an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are like filthy rags. We all fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. And there is no one who calls on your name, who stirs himself up to take hold of you. For you have hidden your face from us and have consumed us because of our iniquities. Verse number 8. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. We are the clay, and you our potter. And we all the work of your hand. Do not be furious, O Lord, nor remember iniquity forever. Indeed, please look, we all are your people. Your holy cities are a wilderness. Zion is a wilderness. Jerusalem, a desolation. Our holy and beautiful temple, where our fathers praised you, is burned up with fire, and all our pleasant things are laid waste. Will you restrain yourself because of these things, O Lord? Will you hold your peace and afflict us very severely? And that's the end of Isaiah chapter 64. I want to drop back to verse number 8. And it starts with this, but now, O Lord, whatever your past looks like, there is a new day, but now, today is the day of salvation. Don't put it off. Don't let your past hold you hostage, but also don't be like the one that the scripture says, he who chases fantasies lacks judgment. You want to realize that what is going on now. Now faith is. So I can't do anything about dwelling on my past. If I've repented of that, if I have placed it under the blood, God forgets it, and the devil refuses to. So that's why he constantly brings those things back to your mind. And so I want to encourage you. You don't want to be held hostage to that. Say, that was then. But now, O Lord, let God be Lord right now. Don't put it off. I tell people, you said, you know, the devil makes you think that you want to hold out on God as long as possible, that's what's in your best interest. But the opposite is the truth. You want to say yes to the Lordship of God as soon as possible. You want Jesus to be your Lord and Savior as soon as possible. And it says, but now, O Lord, you are our Father. And so it doesn't matter, you know, what your sin used to be. If you have been cleansed by the blood of the Lamb, you have a new Heavenly Father. You have been adopted into the household of faith. And he wants to teach you the family business. The family business is the reconciliation business. It's people business. It is salvation business. It is the redemption business. That's why if you're in a church, you need to be in the missions business. You need to be in the evangelism business, because that's the business of the kingdom. It's not, You know, I know people love to do this. It's not about building buildings. It's not about all of these things that are going to burn up and be destroyed forever. That's not going to endure. You know, you want to be a good steward. So, I mean, if you need a roof, you put a roof on. If you need to make repairs, you make repairs, because this is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords we're representing. But eternal business has to do with Jesus being my Lord and Savior, your Lord and Savior over as many people as we can reach with the good news of Jesus Christ. But now, O Lord, you are our Father. Now, Father's Day is coming up. We've come through Mother's Day. And the problem that many people have with God is this concept of God our Father. And the problem isn't a God problem. The problem is a man problem. Too many people hear the term Father and they plug in the picture of a dysfunctional father, or a father with flaws, a human father that made too many mistakes, and they attribute those same characteristics that they saw in their earthly father to the heavenly Father, and they think, I don't want to have anything to do with him. I want you to know that's how the Greek gods and goddesses, their mythological gods, that's how they came into being. They were endued with powers that human beings didn't have, but with the same flaws and jealousies and character issues that human beings deal with. And so they created gods in their own image, but God created us pre-fall in his image. And so please do not attribute any flaws that you have encountered with the parenting styles and parenting strongholds and generational issues. Please don't carry those over to God. Say, God, that was part of my past. That was my DNA. That was part of my past. But now, O Lord, you are our Heavenly Father. And it says, we are the clay and you our potter, and all we are the work of your hand. So I want to tell you, in Romans chapter 9, there's a discussion about potter, the potter and the clay. And it describes that the potter has power over the clay. And truly, God is an omnipotent God. He's much more powerful than we are. You could accumulate all of the powers, energy of the cosmos, and it would not even come close to, in comparison, to the power of Almighty God. Okay, that would be the word dunamis. This word, power, is exousia. It means authority. And so it is true that we serve an omnipotent, almighty, self-sufficient God, but it is also true that God is a God of authority, and that he has authority over me. And so a number of people have asked me through the years. I mean, it's not, you know, a constant barrage of questions or anything like that. It's just, you know, a person asks you a question, and then, you know, 5 years later, another person asks you, and then 5 years later, another person asks you. And the question has gone like this: well, how long are you going to be at Merit Assembly of God? And, you know, there have been people that, when I would say something, they would say, oh, are you leaving Merit Assembly of God? It's like, you need to understand how I got to Merit Assembly of God in order to understand the answer that I give to that. And that is, God is the one who, as the potter, has all authority over this lump of clay named Bob Arthurs. And so when he told me, in my prayer time, and 25 years ago, He said, I'm going to come and I'm going to pick you up and I'm going to place you where I want you and I'm going to cause you to be established and prosper after you have suffered a little while. That he did, you know, what something we talked about earlier, that he did awesome things for which we did not look. One day I was on staff at a church, and by that afternoon the district had asked me to come to this church known as Merit Assembly of God and be the pastor. I didn't even know the church existed. If you didn't know Merit Assembly of God existed before this radio program, I know exactly how you feel, because I didn't know it existed before I became the pastor of it, and I lived in Brevard County for 3 years before I became the pastor of it. But God said, I'm going to place you where I want you. I've got authority to place you wherever I want you and use you for however I want to see fit. That's my understanding. My understanding is that God is the commander in chief. And so my job is to march in formation, in the formation that God has for me. And so when people ask, you know, if I was leaving, I'd say, you know, I don't see that anytime soon, but you would have to take that matter up with my commander in chief. You see, for 32 years, actually more like 34 years, I've not had any job that I went out looking for that I got. The jobs that I have had, secular jobs in retail management and things like that, all of those jobs were jobs that found me. My assistant pastor job in Texas found me. My job as pastor of Merit Assembly of God, it found me, because God has the authority over the clay. I want to ask you today, have you solved the power struggle in your relationship with God? Have you said, God, you are Lord in every sense of the word. You are the one who places me. You give me my marching orders, God. It is you who has authority. And so if you turn over to Jeremiah chapter 18, there is a wonderful illustration. I want you to walk away from this program today understanding that God has ultimate authority. Jesus told the disciples in Matthew 28, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go ye therefore. So there is no mistaking who has the authority. There may be a lack of agreement that you have. And I've had that conversation with people. It's like, I had a discussion with a person one time and they said, well, the authority in my life has told me this. And I said, yes. And they said, but I don't agree with that. And I said, well, you have the right to disagree, but you do not have the right to disobey. I wasn't the authority. I was just serving as a counselor at this point in time. I was just communicating with this person and telling them, look, the authority does not rest with you, and you don't want to find yourself out of alignment with God, and you don't want to be disobedient because you don't want to pay the price for rebellion. So let me take you over to Jeremiah chapter 18. And it says, verse number 1, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was making something at the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter, so he made it again into another vessel as it seemed good to the potter to make. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter, says the Lord? Look, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. The instant I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom, to pluck up, to pull down and destroy it, if that nation against whom I have spoken turns from its evil, I will relent of the disaster that I thought to bring upon it. And the instant I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom to build and to plant it, if it does evil in my sight so that it does not obey my voice, then I will relent concerning the good which I said I would benefit it. And so I want you to get this picture that this potter manufactures things not in mass production, but in a hands-on approach. So please do not look at it as an authoritative dictator. That's not what it is. God is very hands-on, and he's going to make all sorts of different vessels. There are some things that I was not created to do. There are some other things that I was created specifically to do. And so I'm very thankful that he's hands-on. And if you know anything about the pottery, then when it comes time to form it, if you are trying to form it just with your hands, you're going to have some symmetry problems. You're going to have some inconsistencies. And so there would be a wheel that the potter would be operating on. And so he would be controlling the speed. He would be controlling the consistency, the makeup. He would be adding moisture in, and he would be, managing the clay very specifically so that it was not too loose and so that it was not too dry. I mean, there's a great attention to detail. And so the wheel would spin not too fast, but not too slow. And the potter would take his hand, and there would be some internal pressure and there would be external pressure so that the thickness would be exactly right. I have some clay jars at my church. Someone brought them to our church about 24 years ago, 23 years ago. And I thought, wow, look at those. And I thought that they might be very valuable. But what I discovered was that when those clay jars were put into the kiln, which was the fire which was going to harden the clay and permanently make the shape of it, that when these clay jars went into the kiln, they collapsed or they fell over against some other jars. And so the jars that I have are defective. You see, I've spent most of my life dealing with my defects. I've spent most of my life dealing with people who are not perfect. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. So why don't we just say, God, you be the potter, and you have the authority in my life, Lord, take things out. And God, if my flaw is critical, would you make me again another? A couple of weeks ago, my wife and I were having a conversation, and we were laughing about some things from the past. And she said, you know, Jesus has made me a new creation. And that's what I want you to know that the potter does. That's what he specializes in, is he specializes in making new creations. He takes that which has been rejected, and he makes trophies of his grace out of it. Can I ask you today if God has authority over your life? If you would say yes to him, not just being your Savior, but being your Lord and being your loving, caring Heavenly Father who will work on the inside of you and work on the outside of you. And he will make sure that there are no blemishes, that there will be no cracks. And I was told that the word sincerely means in its original text to mean without wax, because a lot of times what craftsmen would do is if their vessel had a flaw in it, they would take it and they would cover it up with wax, and then they would paint it and it would look like it was whole on the outside, but it was covering up a massive blemish on the inside. And so I want you to know today that God wants to work to make sure that subsurface and on the surface, that you are a trophy of his grace and a vessel of his honor. The Bible says we have this treasure in earthen vessels. You were meant, you were made to carry the presence of God. You were made to know him. You were made to walk in the ways that he walks. You were made in the image of God. And when we have blown it, when Adam and Eve blew it, and let's not beat them up too bad, because God knows I've done a lot worse than just disobey and eat a piece of fruit. Okay? I've done worse than that. And so let's be thankful that God has come and he said, you know what? There's a blemish, and we're gonna need to do some reforming here. We're gonna need to refresh the clay. We're gonna need to make sure that the speed is just right. I'm not gonna go too fast. I'm not gonna go too slow. And isn't that just like us? I mean, we want God to go real fast when it comes to the transformation process. You know, I think of when I was a kid, we had these little manual playground merry-go-rounds. And I remember going on a missions trip. We were on our way to Arizona, and that merry-go-round started to go faster and faster and faster and faster. And the next thing I know, it was going faster than my grip can hold on, and I went flying out of that merry-go-round. You know what? Let's allow God to control the timing, the positioning, and say, God, you are the master craftsman. How about I not try and tell you how to do it? You know, I've tried that before. I've tried to tell God, this is the way that you need to solve my problem. And can I tell you, I've still yet to have him take me up on that. He's done things, and he said, you think that's the only way? Well, let me show you how I would do it. And I can tell you, I like his results a lot better than mine. God, you have power over my life to position me, to form me, to mold me, to put things in and to take things out as you will. God, you be the master craftsman. God spoke to Jeremiah that day in Jeremiah chapter 18. Let his word speak to you today in Jesus' name. Father, I just pray right now that you would be our master craftsman. God, no matter what our past is, now you be the master potter. Lord, form us for your glory. Form us that we can be vessels that carry around this heavenly treasure that you want us to be messengers of in these vessels of clay. May we be vessels of honor for you today. See you next week right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Sing to be a man for my King. Nothing, Lord, is hindering the passion in my soul.